Is there a spiritual danger to doing illegal drugs? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Han Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Josh Brown, who was on our previous show, who had fun experimenting with drugs until he found a horrific experience that changed him forever.
You know, growing up, people always tried to get me into doing drugs and stuff. And to be honest, I was freaked out because people would tell me they would see like weird creatures and evil things and they felt weird presences. And I'm like, no, I don't want any part of it. But I do remember a time in my life where I tried something. I tried marijuana and someone laced it with acid. And I thought I was going to die. It was the most scariest time in my life. And so a lot of people think it's fun, but it can be very freaky.
Well, you know, those drugs, specifically psychotropic drugs, are going to change the way the mind perceives reality.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, what most people would say is, well, that's just a hallucination. It's really just fun and games, right?
Right.
But what if it wasn't? What if it was a portal to something that's very real, but that you cannot see in this world? I mean, the Bible even says that God made the heavens and the earth, and he made basically the visible world, but then the invisible world as well, mm-hmm. says it in Colossians. So there is an invisible world that exists, and we don't know what that is. And what if it's a little dangerous to go in which way and how if you don't know what you're doing?
It is a scary thought. And we're going to hear more about this right now from Josh Brown after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by 32nd Avenue Cleaners and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Whether you need your suit, dress shirt, or dress dry cleaned and pressed, come to 32nd Avenue Cleaners to get the best dry cleaning services in Denver. With over 15 years of experience, 32nd Avenue Cleaners is conveniently located at the corner of 32nd Avenue and Lowell Boulevard in Denver. Call them today at 303-480-9647. That's 303-480-9647.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Han Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And we have back with us Josh Brown, who was sharing how he was addicted. First, it was marijuana. It led to coke and meth, and he went through several rehabs to get healing. Nothing seemed to work, and after 5 years of addiction, he actually had to have nose surgery because it messed up his nose. He overdosed. And so he's going to share with us more about how he got set free. Let's welcome to the show, Josh. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. So I understand that this whole thing to you, now that you're looking at it, was a spiritual matter. Back then, you didn't know anything about spiritual things, but you realized that this addiction had some type of spiritual thing going on, and you felt like it was really a demonic thing happening in your life, but you couldn't come to grips with it. So tell me about the time when you were living in an apartment and you were just eating mushrooms, and what happened?
Yeah, so some friends and I were eating mushrooms and nothing was happening an hour later. So I was thinking that we got ripped off. My friend went to sleep, nothing happened to him. I began to have these terrible sensations, like destructive thoughts. I had these ideas to take my fingernails and try to dig into my skin by my elbows and peel off my own skin.
Ooh.
I had these thoughts to stick my thumb in my eye and pull out my eyeball, these horrid, horrid, destructive thoughts. And I know that was part of that spiritual thing that was happening.
Wow.
As I laid there in this sort of torment, I told my girlfriend, my wife now, I said, I think I'm going crazy. I think it's finally happening. And at that point, I ended up in our bedroom and I began to have these impulses, just terribly destructive impulses. My body tensed up. At that point, I cried out to God and I just asked God to intervene. And God spoke to me, not in an audible voice, But in my heart and in my mind, I could hear this voice. And he said to me, tonight I'm going to set you free from your drug addiction if you let me. And it was quiet. And I had this choice in my hands. I had this decision to make. I was laying there and I cried out to this voice, to God. I said, I don't even know what you're saying. I don't even understand what this means. But I need you to do whatever you think needs to happen to change my life. I need you to change me. I need you to intervene. And at that point, I felt like a tension in my muscles, starting in my toes and working up my body. I felt like, you know how when you're going up a roller coaster and you're in that car and you hear that click, 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 there was this ascension taking place. And as I was ascending, there was this emotional volcano sort of building. And I get to the top of this imaginary thing I'm describing, and it was like someone had just called me on the phone, and everyone I had ever loved and known had died. Like, they called me, and all your loved ones were on one 737 jet. It just crashed into the ocean. They're all gone. My heart absolutely broke. Wow. My spirit, I was crushed. To this day, it was the single worst thing that I've ever experienced in my entire life. At that point, I opened my mouth and I screamed. I know now that there was uncleanness, things that God was driving out of me. And after this took place, on the very top of my head, I felt warm oil. And it slowly washed down my head, washed down my whole body. And with it came a peace that I can't even describe to you. I can't even explain to you. And this happened over and over again for a period of a couple of hours. And I went to bed that night. I woke up the next morning. I immediately got out of bed. I threw all my drugs, my mushrooms, all my pot, my cigarettes. I told my girlfriend, I've been born again. We can't live together anymore. I've got to move home.
Wow.
And I never touched it again. In one encounter with him where I confessed and repented of my sins and had this encounter with God, with his son, Jesus, I was delivered from something that I tried to be delivered from in every way that this earth and man has to offer.
Wow.
So it was when you called out to God and you really meant it with your heart that you were really needing help, that he answered your prayer.
Yes. And real brokenness took place. Real brokenness, a shattering, I would say.
Wow.
That's what it took for me to be free.
And you talked about this peace that you felt that day.
Yes.
Had you been really wanting or searching for peace? Because your grandma died when you were younger, and that's what kind of led you into this type of vortex of getting into drugs and just sitting uneasy with death and trying to fill the void, I guess. Maybe it was the peace that you were also trying to find. Did that fulfill that heartache, that void that you had through those years?
Oh, it definitely did. It was a filling and a peace like no other. Nothing could compare to it. I can't describe it. It was a presence that was tangible yet unseen. It was beyond description. I don't know whether I was seeking peace in my drug addiction. I look back at that life and I really feel like I was just selfish. I was just rebellious. I was just self-centered. I just wanted to do what I wanted to do. And those choices were all about pleasing myself above all else. It didn't matter who the people I hurt or the people in my past.
Yeah. And I think people get to a place like that where we can all become self-serving, self-focused, and I'm going to do what I want to do when I want to do it, and I don't care what anyone says. And this is where people end up a lot of times, on drugs, pleasing themselves. And a lot of people get hurt from this type of thing. There are a lot of family members and friends who are hurt because of lifestyles of people in their family who are addicted to drugs. And there are people listening now who are like, I've been to the rehabs, I've done all the addiction classes, but nothing is setting me free.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone who's listening right now, who is in bondage, who's in a lot of heartache and pain, and just can't stop living for that drug because that drug is controlling them?
Yeah, I would say, unfortunately, I have some bad news for you. The bad news is that you've been sold a bill of goods, that you've been told that it's within yourself to be able to be free from this addiction. And I'm going to tell you from personal experience, it isn't. You're not able and you're not capable. You are no match for the desires of your own flesh. This addiction is too powerful for you. It's greater than you. There's nothing that you can do. And it is a spiritual matter, and the matter is much, much bigger. It's a matter of sin. Using drugs and being addicted to drugs, drinking alcohol in excess, not social drinking, but drinking in excess, in God's word, these things are called sins. And a sin just means you've disobeyed God, and this means you'll be separated from God. So you've got to deal with this issue. You have to deal with the addiction. You have to deal with, maybe it's sexual immorality, maybe it's something else, but you have to deal with the sin issue. And if it's addiction, there's only one way to be free. You have to confess it to God. You have to tell him, I believe what you've said is wrong is wrong. You have given us this book. We call it the Bible. In it, we're told that living the way that I'm living is wrong, and it's in opposition to the creator of the universe. When you will confess that and tell God that you're sorry and believe in your heart that there's only one way for you to be set free from what you're dealing with, and that is through a substitutionary death. Instead of you dying and paying the penalty for that sin, God sent his own son Jesus to die for you.
Amen.
In your place, he took the punishment of your addiction, that shame, that guilt, that bondage that you're living with right now. You can be free from it today if you'll confess and repent.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know what? I think that's what we need to do right now is pray for those who are at that place, and they may be on their knees right now, because what you're saying is very true and very powerful. So we're going to pray for our listeners. And Josh, thank you for sharing your powerful testimony of what God has done in your life. And if he can set you free after you were addicted to all these different types of drugs, and he can make your mind whole and clear once again, he can do that for those who are listening. We're going to pray for them now. Thanks again.
Well, Father God, we just thank you so much for this testimony, just about the realness, what Josh is sharing, that Christ and this story of someone dying on the cross years ago has a lot to do with all of us today, has a lot to do with setting drug addicts free, because we can't do it on our own. And thinking we can do it on our own is an illusion, whatever the addiction is. So Jesus, right now, we take this moment to take Josh's advice and say, Jesus, we need your help. Mm-hmm. We surrender, and we want your power and your plan to come into our lives to set us free from the addictions, this hold that the devil has on our lives. We ask that you'd set us free right now in the name of Jesus. I just sense that that prayer is for someone who's listening.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.